This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate you, and thank you for listening to the show. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got onto a topic yesterday, and we take it line upon line, precept upon precept, and we were talking about the self-inflicted hate crime by a Muslim that has come into America, attacked her own mosque, only to blame the innocent for their crimes. This just took place in Des Moines, Iowa. Let me take you back again, because I want you to understand what a hate crime is, first and foremost, and then we're going to highlight some of these self-inflicted hate crimes for you so you can understand who's inflicting the crime in the first place. A definition of a hate crime. A hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability. Friends, I want you to remember that all hate is always motivated by hate, and it's all crime. So hate crimes are crimes motivated by hate. I hope I had that clear for you. Going back to the inception of a hate crime, because again, keep in mind, both the homosexuals and the Muslims who are systematically and methodically going upon line upon line, following each other's footsteps, to put themselves in the victim status so they can overthrow law, and this is exactly what they're doing, is they're being used as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty by attacking law. If you look in our state constitution, you look at our enumerated laws, you look at state statute in all 50 states, again, sodomy, homosexuality, the act of homosexuality, it's called sodomy, America, just for the record, look at the definition. It is a felony in every state. If you read Article 3, Section 3, and we can look at other state statute as well as federal statute concerning Muslims coming into this country or any other people coming into this country illegally, folks, is a felon. Read Article 3, Section 3, so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about. But let's go back to this. Another point with hate crimes. I want to show you how the whole inception of hate crimes was brought about. Matthew Shepard, and it's the Matthew Shepard lie. James Byrd Jr., who the hate crimes is named after, along with Matthew Shepard, James Byrd Jr., who was a black man, was murdered by three white men in Jasper, okay, Texas, in June of 1998. The men offered Byrd, the black man, a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert Stewart, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an African-American cemetery. No such thing, folks. We're Americans, period. The same year, which had nothing to do with James Byrd Jr., Matthew Shepard comes out of the scene out of nowhere. Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for the dead. But this was portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard just happened to be a young sodomite, a homosexual, when in fact it was a bungled burglary not motivated by hate whatsoever. Now, recently, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. And P.S., let me interject into the conversation. Matthew Shepard was hitting on this kid that was high on crystal meth that was looking for drugs. He kept putting his hand on his leg. Now, during the trial, however, the killers remained silent about this issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. What was it that bribed these young men to shut their mouths? Well, Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News that Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this homicide. See, but they had to find something and create it, friends, out of thin air. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target, said Ben Fritzen, a former police detective. What it really came down to, really, is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it. So, friends, a question for you. How is it that it has been promulgated as a fact when, in fact, the facts are missing? And again, here we have them premising their stance, friends, on thin air. In other words, it's created out of nothing to promote everything for their illegal agenda. See, now, if we'd been paying attention to the laws, we would have seen what it was all about in the first place. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. All crime is motivated by hate, and we are ruled, this is what it comes to, we are ruled by law, not by color, not by opinion. And let me say this, back to color. Folks, white power is just as dangerous as black power. Black power is just as dangerous as any other power. Again, when we submit to God, read Acts 26, verse 19 when you get a moment, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. All nations are one blood. And I want you to understand, friends, that again, if we make reference to law, we wouldn't be talking about these other issues in the first place. And what it's come to today, friends, is the fact that, well, it's civil rights. It's a civil rights issue. Wait a second. Let's go back to our founding documents. God never gave us the right to violate law. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Our law does not permit sodomy. Our law does not permit anything that violates or transgresses any sense of the word or to offend against the law that God has established through common law. So again, if we make reference to the law, friends, we do away with all this other junk. There is no debate. There's an absolute right and there's an absolute wrong. Let me say it this way, going back to the civil rights issue to make it clear before we take this first break. Remember Martin Luther King Jr. stated that men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the content of their character? That's exactly right. So there goes color out of this equation. Thaddeus Stevens, during the debate of the 14th Amendment, said, listen carefully, America, because it applies to everything we're talking about. No distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what rose from merit and from conduct. No distinction would be tolerated in our purified republic, Article 4, Section 4, but what rose from merit and conduct. Hey, folks, you act right, you are right according to law. You act wrong in violation of wrong. Guess what, friends? You end up in an incarcerated state. That makes you a criminal. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Self-inflicted hate crimes concerning the Muslims and the sodomites.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or you can go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account for what it's worth. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's no better way to say it. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that we do follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Genesis all the way to Revelations. It is Him, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the captive of our salvation as to who we follow here. Like it or lump it, we believe He said it, and we believe that that settles all things. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, you are listening to, we're talking about hate crimes right now. I'm getting situated. I'm trying to find something here for you. Read Deuteronomy 18, 18 through 19. Listen carefully. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. We're talking about self-inflicted hate crimes. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil away from among you. And you know what's interesting, friends, is these people have been exposed, the sodomites, the homosexual communities, for self-inflicted hate crimes over and over again. The Muslims are being found out over and over and over again for self-inflicted hate crimes. But it's interesting how the good people in America, do you realize what they intended to do to you? They meant to incriminate you for a crime that they self-inflicted upon themselves. But when they get caught, you just let them, you give them a pass. You just let them go. It kind of reminds me of the merciful captain. If you haven't heard this, you need to hear this because it really does apply in this situation. When someone means to accuse you of a crime that they are guilty of and you give them a pass, it again, what I recollect here is the use of this analogy. There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. That's America. While passing this ship, it shot at a captain's ship, and the captain showed mercy. This is the American people showing mercy to those that meant to accuse them of the crimes that they were guilty of. But the captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. The ship shot at him again, but the kind captain, America, did not retaliate. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but all of those, friends, on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and at length killed them all. And doesn't that sound like America? Because what we see is these people continuously being emboldened all the more to commit another crime to lay to the feet of the innocent for what they themselves are guilty of. Now listen to this again before we start kicking this off. Deuteronomy 18, verse 18 and 19. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. That's me and you under the Mosaic Institution. And behold, if the witnesses be a false witness, if we find out that they're guilty of the crime and have testified falsely against his brother to accuse them of what they're guilty of, then you shall do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil from among you. Now, what are we talking about? Well, let's go to this one. This is how we started off. Exposed self-inflicted hate crimes. Let's go back and forth. We'll go from the homosexuals, we'll go over to the Muslims, and you'll see they're using the same method. Well, not too far back, friends, we were told of a lesbian named Dana Morales. She was 22 years old. The New Jersey waitress accused of lying about receiving an insulting, friends, note instead of a tip because she's a lesbian. And according to co-worker Julie Howitt, Morales has a long history of lying and is always in need of sympathy and empathy. And in addition to lying about receiving gay insults on a recent receipt, Dana Morales is also accused of lying about her military service, falsely telling friends that she had brain cancer and that her home was severely damaged by Superstorm Sandy. Every story she comes up with has a lie, said Howitt. She told the Journal News. Any tragedy that happened, she had to be a part of it. She needed sympathy and empathy always. A former classmate of Morales told the newspapers that you can't believe much of what Morales says. Morales allegedly also told friends that somehow she managed to survive an explosion that killed an entire platoon in Afghanistan. A United States Marine spokesman confirmed that the waitress served in the Marine Corps Reserve until May of 2013, but there was no indication of combat service in Iraq or Afghanistan. Morales failed to fulfill her reserve obligation. The spokesman said the explosion left her back with injuries that required surgery and a couple of months to recover. Larkin said Morales told her employee, but during the time off, Morales posted photos of herself on Facebook enjoying a trip to Florida with a girlfriend, they said. Wow. A vandalism attack on the Islamic Culture Center of Fresno on Christmas Day last was immediately branded by Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer as a hate crime, and the Islamophobia grievance industry began to gear up in response. Now that a suspect has been arrested, the narrative is quickly collapsing. Wait a second. Is anybody putting this together already? Seven windows were broken and bleach was poured onto an American flag inside of the center. But police announced today that the suspect arrested in the attack is a 28-year-old Asif Muhammad Khan, who, according to news reports, is a Muslim who used to attend the mosque and did the attack in response to bullying by some in the mosque. By the way, did you know that 50%, going back to the homosexuals and the sodomites now talking about self-inflicted hate crimes, did you know that 50% of those that call the gay bashing hotline, did you know that 50% of those calls received are homosexuals beating up on homosexuals? That's a fact. I just wanted to share that with you. In a search for a suspect, Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dreyer had said that the broken windows and bleach poured on an American flag inside the Islamic Center appeared to be a hate crime. Boy, did he jump the gun. Who's he working for? On Saturday, Dreyer said that the investigators interviewed Khan and their theory has changed. It was obviously not as we thought, said Dreyer, adding that police will let the FBI agents decide whether hate crime charges are warranted. Folks, why is it that Mr. Khan, after even confessing, gets a slap on his hands? Did you not hear what I said at the offset of the show? The Word of God tells us that what they mean to do to you, you're to bring forth against them if they are found to be a false witnesses. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. This is what we're talking about. After inquisition, we find out who's responsible for inflicting their crimes. They themselves are. But they want to blame the innocent so they can play the victim, so they can change and attack the laws and attack anybody that doesn't agree with the foreign illegals coming into America to plunder, not to assimilate in this particular case. It says that, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. Well, let's go back to the sodomites. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said that the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Hey, folks, can you say that Elliot stepped in it? Big time. Considering that, again, all crime is motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to whom is doing the hating. Okay? It seems today that more often than not, those that are decrying hate are the ones that are actually perpetuating it. They intend, through deceptive measures, to create monsters out of those who don't agree with their lifestyles or their political agendas and revert back to their carnal nature for distorted guidance. And that's exactly what they get, distorted guidance. This way, in the end, they can become the victim, guilty as self-inflicted, friends. What happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into their surfaced allegations to find out that the alleged victims were actually the ones contriving and fabricating the crimes? And you can rest assured, friends, he got a little slap on the hand, too, because after all, he can't help himself, right, America? He just can't help himself. I mean, folks, it's like the guy that loved to steal. He just couldn't help himself. He couldn't keep his hands to himself, so the people just gave him a pass because, again, he was born that way. Or what about the guy that only kills on Friday? After all, he was doing his best. He couldn't help himself. He was just born to kill people. And after all, the merciful people at large gave him a pass and showed sympathy and compassion to his crimes against heaven and man to their own demise. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, man, talking about getting loaded up here, my goodness, did I just hit the jackpot. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about self-created hate crimes. And we're talking about how the Muslims are using systematically in the same methods as the homosexuals. See, we had homophobia first, and then behind that we have Islamophobia. See, we have haters, and then we have haters on the Muslim side. Anything that they can use to browbeat dissenters, to those that are calling them out for the crimes. I mean, it reminds me of Cain and Abel is really what it comes down to, friends. What we're talking about is self-inflicted hate crimes. Deuteronomy 18:18-19, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and have testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. It didn't say anything about giving them a pass the way that law, lack of enforcement, has been doing recently in the United States of America concerning the sodomites who can't help themselves. And I suppose the Muslims that want to overthrow America, they can't help themselves, neither can they, friends. But they sure can help advocate their agenda on both fronts, can't they? And what is that? To upend our sovereignty. See, that's why John Adams forewarned us when he forecasted, friends, over 200 years ago, that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious, a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And yet we see on the heels of the homosexuals in the United States of America is right behind them the Muslims using the same methods and the same tactics to attack anybody that doesn't agree with them. Even going so far as to now having in Minneapolis mayor, friends, if you want to call her that, it's the act of treason, Betsy Hodges, wearing a jihad, okay, and going in a mosque and showing support for the Muslims rather than the victims. And now they have a hotline that if you're an Islamophobic individual, then you need to be turned in. They're trying to get neighbors to turn in their neighbors. Well, let me be the first one then. Let me be the first one. I'm exposing you for who you are, Cain, and I know you don't like it, but I'm not asking you for permission. We're ruled by law in this country, not by lawlessness. So, friends, going back to Scripture, this is how we do it. Now, let's go back. We'll go over to a individual, namely a Muslim, self-inflicted hate crime. The police have arrested a 22-year-old woman, Ashia Ismail, for setting fire to a mosque that she herself started. Anonymous sources confirm Trump-inspired white nationalists being mosque arson. This is how it was portrayed, friends, until they found out who was responsible for it. The police have now arrested a 22-year-old woman. And it's interesting to note, friends, how we had Keith Ellison, the first individual to commit the act of treason in the face of the American people, and the American people roll over in the face of it. Well, he's sworn on the Quran, which runs antithetical to our governments. So what else would he be sworn in to do, America? I mean, with his Hamas ties, his Muslim Brotherhood ties. I mean, come on, let's just wait for something to happen before we respond to the crime. He already told you who he was. He already told you what he's advocating. And now we have another Somalian with a hijab on, sworn in on a Quran in Minnesota, friends, and her first bill that she wanted to pass was make sure that if anybody left the terror cells in Minnesota to go fight with ISIS, and if something happened to that ISIS fighter out of Minnesota, if he didn't come back or something happened to him, that the family would be insured. You heard me right. I mean, what is it, America, that you need? Oh, and don't forget, in Minnesota, we have a governor as well who told the people in St. Cloud, Minnesota, that said, we don't want these foreign illegals coming into our country because they are not here to assimilate. They are here to plunder this country, just like they are in how many other foreign countries right now? And you know what that governor, Mark Dayton, said? He said, listen, if you don't like it, you can go ahead and move out. They're coming. This is what he said. You are dealing with dangerous, lawless people. And the media, friends, talking about self-inflicted hate crimes, are right there to report the lie before knowing the facts. Do you know how many lives have been ruined because of the media? Do you know how many times the media has committed crimes and jihads against the American people? How long had they been attacking good people in this country? In America, you let them do it. You let them do it. Not knowing those are the heroes, not knowing those are the ones that love God. Those are the ones that love you in response to heaven, by warning you as to what's going on in your country. Let's go on to another one. Going back to the sodomites. In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words, "Kill the gay," scrawled in a red cross across their garage and a noose hanging from the front door. Ooh, that one was pretty extreme. Well, see, perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the good guys in the FBI involved, authorities stated that the women themselves were responsible for the acts. They were both charged criminally with mischief and false reporting. One of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faced an additional charge of forgery, and they both pleaded guilty to the charges. See, folks, so when you're hearing about all these sodomites and these Muslims that are being bullied, why don't you open up your eyes to understand the system and what they are using? It's the system of Joseph Goebbels. And what is it? Accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. And they have a history of it, America. They have a history of it. So before you go showing sympathy and compassion to those that are trying to shoot you in your boat and all the people on that boat down, why don't you consider inquisition before doing so? I mean, this stuff is absolutely ridiculous. And it infuriates me. It makes me mad that people don't open their eyes to know the facts. They just take what the state-controlled narrative is, and they go and spread it out, and then only to find out later that it wasn't true. And then what they know is true, they don't say a word about it because they don't want to be known as a gossip. Which, in fact, that's exactly what they are. Let's go back to the Muslims. Road rage leads to murder of Reston teenager. Evidence case does not point to hate crimes. Police state murder of Nabra Hassanian, 17, of Reston, Virginia, was road rage and not a hate crime. But how would the likes of Keith Ellison, 35, 36 mosques in America have been under attack since Donald Trump has been in the office? Really? I'd like to see the evidence. But then again, we're listening to a guy that gets permission from his devil, Muhammad, to go ahead and say what he will, only to advance the cause of plundering the nation. Now, do you want to talk about what he has to say, as if to suggest he has any credibility whatsoever? 1 Timothy 4:1, I'm sorry. No, I don't. I don't care what the devil has to say, friends. But it's interesting how the media has the mic put up to a stinking, rotten, lying criminal mouth on a daily basis to spew out more of his division to create domestic insurrection, all the while knowing he's got ties to Hamas and he's got ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, this is craziness. This is what's going on in America. This is today. This is today. Hey, folks, listen to what Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said. He said, "Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion," this is who they're attacking, friends. The Muslims and the homosexuals are attacking Christians. 78% of the American people, they are attacking your Christian heritage. Do you realize that? See, Christ sets men free. Muslims do not. The homosexuals do not. Hey, folks, if you left it up to the homosexuals, we wouldn't be here today. You left it up to the Muslims, they self-inflict. Look at the third world countries that they come from, friends. They're bringing it with them, and it's not good. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. That is a signer of your Declaration of Independence, Charles Carroll. Not making it up, it's a fact. It is a fact, AccuJack. Here's another one for you. Let's go back to the sodomites. There's an infamous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. This one will get your blood boiling. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism, which, by the way, was contrived by Trotsky, who sat as a stooge under Stalin, the mass murder of his own people, 40 to 60 million of his own people. He was the head of his military. Trotsky came up with the word racism to browbeat anybody that didn't agree with them. So when you're hearing racism, consider the source and consider the fact that they're accusing you of what they're guilty of. Going back to Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College, Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. It's interesting how those colleges are so open to stir up their young people, isn't it? But when it's anybody that wants to talk about their history, who we are and where we came from, they don't want anything to do with you. They'll use the media to stir up a little protest with all 10 to 15 people that show up. See, now the problem with Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College is she shocked the audience by telling them that she had been, at that particular day, the victim of a hate crime. Folks, that very day. How convenient. Her whole topic, racism. Folks, her car had been vandalized. Its windows smashed. Tires slashed. Profane and anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. See, now the problem with their story was that the two students that saw her commit the crime all by herself. I'll continuously highlight this right when we get back on the other side. I got one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're highlighting self-inflicted hate crimes. First, the sodomites, the homosexuals, and the Muslims right on their heels, and you're seeing it manifest today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. We're defining the haters, and it's not those that you have been conditioned to believe that are the haters. The definition of a hate crime is usually defined by state law, okay, which is in accordance with God, or it's not enacted, as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability. Boy, when I was growing up, we didn't have to worry about any of that. A lot of that just built character when you had to go through trials and tribulations of life that we would call trials and tribulations of life here in America. But what we're doing right now is we're highlighting self-inflicted hate crimes. Folks, there is a plethora. Page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, on and on and on and on of homosexuals and Muslims that have been busted in self-inflicted hate crimes. And by the way, these are the people that are highlighted by radical administrations like the past
that would actually hire these people as paid provocateurs to go in and stir things up. Now you have Antifa. Friends, I mean, it's absolutely embarrassing what Americans tolerate today. It really is. Let me go back to this sodomite, and then I'll highlight a couple more for another Muslim. And if we have time, we'll get back to another sodomite. Self-inflicted hate crimes. Self-inflicted hate crimes. The infamous hate crime of Carrie Dunn. That is proper, by the way, at Claremont McKinney College. Remember, she was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. Racism, the word used, is to browbeat dissenters, just so you know. Put them in their place. Accuse them of what you're guilty of. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. And as I said during the last segment, how convenient, or was it? Folks, her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, her tires slashed. Profanity, anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with their story was that the two students at that particular college saw her commit the crime herself. The problem with her story was that two students saw her commit the crimes herself. She wanted to blame on you, America. She wanted to blame on the innocent people. Dunn lost her job. She went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She had claimed that $1,700 worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman. You see how they're browbeating, friends? Do you see what they're doing? They're creating the hate crimes. They're creating the sympathy and the compassion the media is for those that are guilty of these crimes. They go out and they report what the narrative is set to be. Yet the facts come out, they forget about the facts, and they report their lie. And it goes across the world before the truth even gets off its feet. But let me say this. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and that's what you're listening to right now on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are called to be witnesses of the resurrection, not of the reprobate sinful man. She went to prison. Good. She lost her job. Good. Not in this order. Good. She was busted in every one of her lies. Good. But did we learn from it, America? Or are we going to allow this to continue on? Oh, by the way, she wanted to blame the hate crime boogeyman for the crimes that she was seen committing. The items that she said were stolen from her were later found in a closet in her home. And here's the kicker. She wasn't even Jewish. She wasn't even Jewish. I mean, folks, you can't. Here, we should look up the word stupid. Webster's 1828. It's a real word. If it's derogatory, they've earned it. If it's demeaning, they've earned it. It means dull and insensible. Are you, America, stupid enough to believe their lies because they've been busted over and over and over again? All the way back to Matthew Byrd. All the way back to none other than Matthew Byrd, which was all premised off of. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes Matthew Shepard, which had nothing to do with the hate crime. And ever since then, the media has been pushing hard hate crimes, when in fact, how many of them have been self-inflicted? See, you're taught to just leave them alone, but they're taught to attack you. I mean, just think about that. What must your kids think of you? That you just roll over when it comes to their crimes. And then they see them attack anybody that doesn't agree with their dangerous, abominable lifestyles, and you just sit back and shut up about it. But yet when it comes to you and what they want to advocate, they'll roll right over the top of you without even thinking twice about it. That is illegal in this country, America. That is illegal in this country. Let's go over to another one. I got one in front of me right now. There were so many hate crimes committed in one school year. It was actually 2016 and 17. And then it was the best of list concerning self-inflicted hate crimes. What are you breeding, America? I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, it's not just dictators doing this, friends. It's these useful idiots, these paid provocateurs, to go out and accuse somebody of the crimes that they're committing. I mean, it reminds me of
Even when I shared with you a little bit yesterday, I was the long-haired rocker dude that Rachel Maddow wanted to go ahead and omit 45 seconds out of a minute radio show and say that I was calling for the execution of the gays, when in fact I was preaching to the gays that the Muslims wanted to kill them. And I have video and audio of it, and I played it. But they said nothing about what was really said. They just promoted what wasn't said because I'm a threat. You're a threat to these people when you begin to stand up and tell the truth, because they don't know how to respond to the truth, because truth demands a response. And the only thing they know how to do is shout and shoot. And it got to the point where we had to take a law team after MSNBC. And interestingly enough, they had to hire five high-powered attorneys from across America for something she never did. What was she afraid of? What was MSNBC so afraid of? That you would catch on to the facts. And how many times have I, or real Christianity friends, the Christ, and I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the Christ within, where we have been accused of everything of what we are not guilty of. And you're fed this mentality all day long. They want you to hate the good, and they want you to love those that hate. Remember, King David said, I'm hated for my love. Manhattan District Attorney dropped charges against a 26-year-old man who was accused of kicking a homosexual, who later confessed. This was in 2017. That was a homosexual. Let's go over to another Muslim situation. Unnamed Pakistani-American college student in Hillcrest, Queens, initially claimed that three masked men in a black van abducted him, radically assaulted him, and robbed him. He later recanted his claim to the police. Folks, I can go on here. I can go on. And on and on. ISU professor arrested, accused of making up threats and attack. Azhar Hussein, an assisting ISU professor, was charged by local police with falsely reporting anti-Muslim threats and an assault against himself. The local police reported that they believed his intention was to elicit sympathy. You just keep feeling sorry for those that mean to destroy America. Good for you. College Diversity Council posts fake racist flyers. I want to say something real quick. I'm sick and tired of those that are willing to resurrect something that's long past in so many different ways. I am across the country quite a bit. Every month I'm somewhere different in the United States of America. I want to tell you black folks and you white folks, I'm not seeing what they're reporting. I want to tell you, I am not seeing what they're reporting. I remember when we were at the state fair last year, they were talking about Black Lives Matter, and they were giving them a bunch of press for some odd reason. And we were at the state fair that day, and they reported on the Communist News, the Minneapolis Star Tribune here, that there was a whole mass of Black Lives Matters protesters. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. It never happened. What they didn't realize is I have a national and a local voice to tell the people in our state that what they reported didn't happen at the state fair. Even talked to a couple of the police officers down there. Never happened. But they reported it that it did. See, they got to stir people up. Hey, furthermore, I wanted to let you know that when you would go to the Black Lives Matter booth, just to show you how much support they have. Oh, and by the way, the homosexuals, too. In the Muslim booth, hey folks, there is no gay booth, just for the record, and this is who you're running from. And secondly, I wanted to tell you that all of them Black Lives Matters, when we walked by the booth, there was, I believe, some odd hundreds of thousands of people there that day. We seen one person at the booth on the way there and on the way back. So who's in support of them? Ignorant, stupid people.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.